rather long gospel, rich in detail, and beautiful in its in the completeness of it, if you will. And if we read this gospel with an eye toward the Mass, we will see the Mass hidden in this gospel. And it's hidden in this way. Beginning with Moses and the prophets, a reading from the Old Testament, okay? Throughout the year, except during the Easter season, we almost always begin Mass with a reading from the Old Testament, right? So he starts with and starts to explain how the things in the Old Testament are pointing toward him. So beginning with Moses and the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all of the scriptures. And then as this homily, if you will, unfolds, they come to the inn and he goes in with them and they don't recognize him yet. And then he goes through this process, and the words are important here, as they so often are in the gospel. It says that while he was at table, he took, blessed, broke, and gave. And these are the same verbs from the Last Supper. So this is for us, it's like, okay, there's tying this breaking of the bread back to another event that we're familiar with, or we should be familiar with. And then as he takes, blesses, breaks, and gives, they're aware of his presence with them, which is the Holy Eucharist. Both and then they recognize him. There is a special grace given to them. Now, another element of this story that I find worthy of hearing every year is when Jesus calls them foolish, you know, and slow of heart, and then they pray, stay with us. So we have this, you know, they're willing to hear a little, you know, challenging word, if you will, from our Lord, open to that. And the other thing I heard about an hour-long conversation or hour-long talk on this gospel, and this idea that Jesus goes from being present to them but hidden to now present to them and they're aware of him, and then back hidden again but still present to them. And that is the Holy Eucharist. He is present to us, but in a way that is hidden. But we know his presence. So all of that's happening and more in the gospel today. So why don't we say this little prayer interiorly? Stay with us, Lord, right? Stay with us. Stay with us. And trust that that he is true to his word. I will be with you always. And we say, stay with us.